The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
We hear the warnings of how we should and shouldn't eat throughout our lives, but when we're in our teens, our 20s, even into our 30s, we think we're bulletproof. We know it won't affect us, so we don't worry so much about it. One of those things? Drinking soda, or pop if you prefer. I was a Coke drinker for a long time, and I've been avoiding it a lot in recent years, because I know the soda's not good for me. I never liked diet soda, so that kind of helped, but I don't drink coffee on a regular basis, so where am I going to get my caffeine? And for that, how much caffeine is too much? I reached that point in life where I've got to have some caffeine just to keep going. I think everybody does. But the one thing we find, how much can we stay away from caffeine? These days, I try to stay away as much as possible. I need that little kick. I need that little buzz. I need that little pick-me-up. And, well, I don't get it often enough. The good news, doctors say, if you're starting to get too much caffeine, your body will tell you. They can't tell us, though, what's the right amount of caffeine, because it differs for everyone. I drink caffeine at least once or twice a day, but try to stay away from it as much as possible. Maybe that's why I'm so tired all the time.